The first is financing. Also, it's important. The European Union is very has been very audacious in the goals it sets for 2020, but maybe a little forthcoming in implementing the necessary resources to region to help boost the region's capacity to use the green economy. The second set of challenges has to do with policies and the appropriate recognition of the role of regions and their specificity. I think this question is too much focused in national level. This should be focused in regional level, not only promoting the finance of regions, but recognizing also the work the regions have been doing to promote the use of sustainable sources of energy. And sometimes this does not happen. Sometimes you consider the state, you consider the national picture, and you don't go to the regional level. And it is very important to make the regions feel that the work they've been doing, it's important, it's worth it, that you recognize. And let me give you an example. The CO2 emissions in the aviation sector. The Azores have these results about the renewable sources of energy. Nevertheless, we are penalized by the European policy about the CO2 emissions in aviation. Maybe we'll have another occasion the opportunity to develop this idea. And the third set of challenges relates to the capacity to reward those who fulfill the objectives and do not reward those who are not living up to the standards.